Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This is a commitment edition of Bermanology as Ohio State picks up commitment number 10 in the class of 2023. It's Austin Sereveld, the four-star offensive lineman from Lakota East High School down near Cincinnati, and he has picked the Buckeyes after a little bit longer recruiting process than I think anyone anticipated when he was offered by the Buckeyes last October. But the decision is now made, and we're going to talk to Austin about what it was about Ohio State that made him sure it was the right spot for him. Let's get to it. Austin Sereveld, Ohio State's 10th commitment in the class of 2023. Austin, first and foremost, congratulations. I know this process has been surprisingly more challenging, I think, than maybe you thought when you got offered last Halloween. How hard has this been for you to just make sure that you took a earnest and honest look at all your options?
Yeah, it was really hard for me, especially being an Ohio guy, watching every Saturday, watching the games at Ohio State. But I was just told by my coach, you need options. You can't just hop on right away, because what if something happens? And you just need to explore and find the best opportunity you have.
You know, I was in your high school, I think, 3 days after you got the offer in early November. And, you know, at that time, it was Greg Studuara and Kerry Combs who were in charge of your recruitment. And when you talk about what if something happened, something did happen. Both those guys were no longer at Ohio State at this point. How much did that change, kind of not necessarily change the way you were looking at your recruitment, but how happy were you, I guess, in that moment that you allowed yourself to be patient because you didn't have to go through that big adjustment?
Yeah, it was definitely a bonus for me for waiting. But I had a great relation with both of them. And, yeah, I was sad for them that they won't be there anymore. But I just had to keep getting a relationship with all the other coaches up there. And now with Coach Fry, we have a great relationship now. And it's just something – it's a business, and you just have to get used to it.
Was that a concern? I mean, when Justin Fry took over in January, I think probably a lot of people were like, okay, is he going to recruit Austin the way that Greg Studuara did? I mean, was there a moment or doubt or concern in your mind when maybe you didn't hear from him like the first day?
Yeah, it took a couple, I think a week, because he didn't have the right phone number. He was texting the wrong person. But yeah, it was just a ground zero. We got started all over again. And it was good though. We had great conversations from get go, and it just kept building and building and building.
If you could take us through these last, I don't know, 6 weeks, you go to Alabama for a visit, you go to Notre Dame for a visit, you go to Ohio State for a visit, you go back to Ohio State, you go back to Notre Dame. Obviously you've settled your mind on Ohio State, which is again where most people thought it would be to begin with, but what was it about Notre Dame? What was it about Alabama that really gave you pause?
I don't know what gave me pause. I like everything about Alabama and Notre Dame. It was just me that I was like, those are two great schools, and I could have the one not wrong decision, one wrong school. It was just me with I fit the best at Ohio State with academics, with football, with everything, and that's just a school that I saw I best fit in.
Yeah, and in this current recruiting climate, it is hard to keep things a secret. It is hard to keep things private because there's so many people talking to you all the time. You did an incredible job of keeping this decision to yourself and really keeping people guessing. Even people at Ohio State, at Notre Dame were guessing. What was it like when you finally called Ryan Day and Justin Fry and said, guys, I'm in? What was their reaction?
They were pumped up, and it was a lot of weight on my shoulders when I called him, even though I hadn't made it publicly. But just calling them and getting the reactions just made me, like, it was very a good moment for me and all of them.
You know, it was that was there a moment in these, in this process where you truly felt like you could choose another school? I mean, or was it always the other schools trying to stack up to Ohio State and never being able to really overtake them?
I don't think no school was trying to overtake. And it was like, I'm really open about everything. And I was honest with all the other coaches, say, I'm going here. And no other school really did too much. It was just all like, I thought every school was the same.
When Luke Montgomery committed, he told me that his decision was a matter of everywhere he visited, he compared it to Ohio State. And that's how he knew that Ohio State was probably the place that he would end up, because he was not comparing Ohio State to others. He was comparing others to Ohio State. Did you feel yourself doing a similar thing mentally?
A little bit, but mostly just I was just trying to get all in and just learning about every school, knowing what they have to offer, what is to be unique about each one. Yeah.
When we talked, you and I at the Under Armour camp in Obetz, Ohio in March, I asked you about Luke and Josh Padilla and their efforts to recruit you. And I know that they were trying really hard to get you to open up and talk. What was their reaction when you finally told them, okay, guys, back off. I'm in. You don't have to keep recruiting me hard anymore.
I haven't told them yet. The only people I told were reporters and my family and my coach and Ohio State. But I'm not open about anyone. I just want to wait for everyone's reaction. And like they've been past couple of weeks, they've been really recruiting me hard.
How is this for you personally? Just when we talked in November, it was obvious to me that the opportunity to be recruited by Ohio State was something that meant a lot to you. As you've sat back and now looked at these last 6 months, can you even believe this is your life right now? I mean, is it a little bit surreal still?
Yeah, it's still surreal, but I still can't believe it. Just having the opportunity. And it's just every Ohio kid's dream to go play there. But I think in the next week, after I announce, I'll settle in. Like, this is reality. I got to go work now.
What type of commitment are you going to be? You're a very private kid. We know that. You don't love all this media hoopla. Do you feel comfortable talking to other kids and you and Luke and Josh trying to recruit other offensive linemen to join you? Because you guys need some pure tackles in this class. I mean, is that something that you think about or that you feel like you'd be comfortable doing?
Yeah, that's just obviously the next step for me is to get our tackles. And even though we got Luke as a tackle, we still need more. We can't just have one guy. And yeah, I'll definitely be opening up, reaching out to more guys and hopefully get them recruited.
You know, for you, you are a player that can play inside or outside. I think the plan for you is to start on the inside, but has there been discussions with Ohio State about the possibility of playing tackle, of moving around the line?
No, but I just want to compete. I just want to play as soon as possible. If that's me playing guards, that means playing center, that means playing guard tackle. I just want to play, and I think probably we haven't had a talk yet, but yeah, I just want to play.
For your family, for this decision to be made, what was the reaction of your mom and dad? I know that they've been trying to be, you know, non-committal in their support of one program or the other, but I think there was obviously a desire for them to have you at Ohio State. What did it mean? What did their reaction do when you finally told them, hey, guys, I'm ready?
Yeah, they were really excited about it, and they're just happy for me. All the, like, stress out I've been with them and talking about the recruitment and going to all the other schools, traveling far. It's definitely paid off. But yeah, they're just happy we just found the right one.
Now that this is over, what's the one biggest lesson that you've learned about the recruiting process that when the next kid from Lakota East High School reaches out to you and says, Austin, what's it like to be recruited by these schools? What's the message or takeaway that you think you can help guide someone else?
Definitely explore your options and just like take your time with it. Don't rush anything. If you're not ready, you take your time. Just
what's next? You got just set up the official visits for the official visit to Ohio State end of June, I assume, when it seems like the June 24th weekend is the big one that's coming up. Is the goal for you to just get back there and get more familiar with the coaches and the players as often as possible, camps in June, et cetera?
Yeah, so hopefully the official in June 24th. We haven't set it up. I think we're going to set up here soon, though. But maybe do a camp with because I talked to Luke and Josh. They're going to go up and do a camp and just hopefully just go up there and just get taught by Coach Fry.
Awesome. Well, look, man, I told you I'd try to keep this about 10 minutes, and I know you've been doing this whirlwind media tour, which, again, is not something you love. So I really do appreciate you taking time, and congratulations on the decision.
Thank you.
You know, good luck as you head into the summer and get ready for your senior year.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Austin Sarrivelde. He's Ohio State's 10th commitment in the class of 2023. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.